Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 4th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple launched a new service on its data and privacy website to automatically transfer iCloud photos and videos to Google Photos. Apple accounts must have two-factor authentication enabled to use the service, and Apple says it takes 3 to 7 days to complete the transfer. Square plans to invest $297 million on a significant majority stake of the streaming music service Tidal, according to CEO Jack Dorsey. Tidal owner Jay-Z will join Square's board. Best Buy Health announced a partnership to provide both emergency and non-emergency support for elderly Apple Watch users using the Lively app. The $30 Lively Preferred Health and Safety 2-year package provides 24/7 urgent care access to a doctor or registered nurse, with Best Buy offering discounts on Apple Watch hardware when signing up for a Lively package at purchase. AMD announced the RX 6700 XT graphics card, launching March 18th for $479, which is $100 less than the RX 6800. The 6700 XT has 230 watts of power, 12 gigabytes of video memory, and 40 compute units, compared to 60 for the RX 6800 and 80 for the RX 6800 XT. Bloomberg sources say Nintendo will announce a Switch console with a larger 7-inch 720p OLED display later this year. The updated Switch will also reportedly support 4K graphics when connected to a TV. Netflix launched Fast Laughs on Wednesday for its mobile apps, featuring comedy clips from its stand-up specials, TV series, and movies. Netflix says the new auto-playing feed of vertical videos will provide up to 100 curated clips per day. Netflix plans to roll out its biggest annual roster of Indian content this year, with 41 Indian firms and shows in 2021, 3 times more than the last 2 years combined. Netflix previously committed to invest $420 million on locally produced Indian content in 2019 and 2020. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority opened an antitrust probe into Apple's App Store payment rules and will weigh the company's potentially dominant position in the supply of apps to Apple devices. This follows similar antitrust investigations into Apple in the US and EU. WhatsApp rolled out support for voice and video calling on its desktop app for Mac and Windows. This is currently limited to one-to-one calls, but WhatsApp plans to support group calls in the future. An Alexa app for Xbox is now listed on the Microsoft Store, although it isn't currently available for download. Users will need Amazon Voice Services supported hardware to actually send voice commands to the Xbox, with the app supporting opening games and other apps, powering the console on or off, showing connected cameras, media playback, and other interactions. Amazon Voice Services announced that Ethereum is now supported on its Amazon Managed Blockchain service. This will now let AWS customers set up Ethereum nodes and join the public Ethereum main network, with AWS previously supporting Hyperledger. Microsoft released a new Garage experimental app called Group Transcribe on iOS. This allows multiple devices to be used to provide real-time, high-quality transcription and translation, including assigning different speakers to all participants, with Microsoft saying the app works best with 4 people. Amazon opened its first cashierless Amazon Fresh grocery store in the UK, located in Ealing, West London. The Guardian sources say Amazon has 10 sites for additional Amazon Fresh stores lined up in the UK. Google announced the newest version of its open-source UI toolkit, Flutter 2, which now supports tools for building web and desktop apps in addition to mobile. Google says developers can now use the same code base to build apps for iOS, Android, Windows, macOS, Linux, and the web. A new preview build of Windows rolling out to insiders for testing includes new system icons and a taskbar widget using Microsoft's Fluent design style. This comes as Microsoft is working on a sweeping visual rejuvenation of Windows, codenamed Sun Valley. And finally, the band Kings of Leon will release the album When You See Yourself as a non-fungible token, or NFT, on March 5th, one of three tokens as part of a series called NFT Yourself. One token is the album package with exclusive content and vinyl. The second offers live show perks like front row seats for life, and a third for exclusive audiovisual art. The album without exclusives will also be available through standard music services. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.